It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. With a new administration coming to power, the Senate is busy holding confirmation hearings this week. We'll hear about the man who's been nominated as Energy Secretary in a moment. First, Hillary Clinton is testifying this morning on her nomination as the next Secretary of State. Here she is in her opening remarks.
The President-elect and I believe that foreign policy must be based on a marriage of principles and pragmatism, not rigid ideology. On facts and evidence, not emotion or prejudice. Our security, our vitality, and our ability to lead in today's world oblige us to recognize the overwhelming fact of our interdependence.
Hillary Clinton is expected to face questions about donors to her husband's charitable foundation. She'll also be asked about the Middle East and other hotspots, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When Hillary Rodham Clinton was formally nominated as Secretary of State last year, she joked about how being a senator from New York helped prepare her for the job.
After all, New Yorkers aren't afraid to speak their minds and do so in every language.
Being a senator may also make things go more smoothly for her today, as she's among friends and colleagues. Senator Clinton met with as many committee members as possible before the hearings. The message she's been sending is one of a new approach in foreign policy.
Our security, our values, and our interests cannot be protected and advanced by force alone, nor, indeed, by Americans alone. We must pursue vigorous diplomacy using all the tools we can muster to build a future with more partners and fewer adversaries, more opportunities and fewer dangers for all who seek freedom, peace, and prosperity.
Her aides say she brushed up on the issues in meetings with top diplomats, including the State Department's number three official, William Burns, who's expected to keep his job. She's also been making plans to bring back familiar faces and some foreign policy heavyweights to her State Department, if confirmed. Former President Clinton's Bosnia negotiator, Richard Holbrooke, is expected to be an advisor, and former Middle East envoy Dennis Ross is to deal with Iran and perhaps more broadly Middle East issues. A former ambassador to Israel, Sam Lewis, says there are no great mysteries about these advisors. He's predicting the approach to the Middle East will be similar to that of the Clinton administration, though different from the Bush administration.
It'll be more multilateral. It will be less arrogant, I think. Less, this is what you have to do, and when you do it, then we'll think about talking to you. Which has really been the Bush approach towards Syria and Iran both. I don't know if it'd be different about Hamas. I think they'll stay with the same policy pretty much on Hamas for the time being.
Israel's war in Gaza against Hamas, which the U.S. considers a terrorist group, is sure to be a topic at the confirmation hearing. Senator Clinton may also be asked about the State Department's role in rebuilding Afghanistan and Iraq and what she'll do about U.S. foreign aid in these tough economic times. Georgetown professor Carol Lancaster, who was a top aid official during the Clinton administration, thinks Senator Clinton, if confirmed, will want to present another face of America to the world.
I think she will try, in more than just words, to elevate development as one of the three Ds. We all talk about defense, diplomacy, and development. I think we have yet to realize that, and I think she'll want to do that.
And this is one area where Mrs. Clinton does have a strong background, according to Lancaster, who co-chaired a working group on development for Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign.
She understands the development issue like no other Secretary of State I've known, and I've served under five or six of them. Because she's seen it, every time she made one of her trips when she was First Lady, she would go and look at aid projects. She would meet with people, including women. That's also obviously a very strong interest of hers, women's empowerment. And she'd give speeches on it.
There is a related question that senators have been asking, whether international donations to former President Bill Clinton's charitable foundation will lead to any conflict of interest for a Secretary of State Clinton. The former president has released his donor list and has agreed to let State Department ethics lawyers look over speeches and future donations. Senators on the Foreign Relations Committee will want to know just how that will work. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.